You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Over now to sports. The Golden State Warriors are off to a history-making start. They have the most wins at the start of a season ever in the NBA. They're 19-0. The Warriors play again tomorrow night, and if they go 20-0, they'll tie a 131-year-old record for the longest season-opening winning streak by any professional sports team. That record was set by the St. Louis Maroons baseball team in 1884. You can take that to sports trivia night. But what do these streaks in sports really mean? You know, in the show-me-the-money sense. I asked Kenneth Shropshire of the Wharton Sports Business Initiative. Hey, Kenneth, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. In fact, I'm feeling good because I live in Oakland. So the Warriors, obviously, on this big winning streak, the best start to a season in NBA history. Why, other than fans really liking it, why is this such a big deal?
Well, you know, brand, I think, is the key thing in the end, that you think of the great win streaks of the past, is it really established the brand of some great teams, the University of Oklahoma football team being undefeated in the 50s, the Miami Dolphins, the UCLA Bruins. I mean, so the image just stays with you that teams have these successful winning streaks.
Is there an impact then, like a long-term impact that can be measured? Does it move more merchandise or get better sponsorships for that team in the long run?
We think it can, I mean, especially in the short run, especially as attendance increases and people want to be identified with a team. It's a lot like, you know, appearance in the World Series or a championship or something like that. People want to say, I am part of this team. Bigger than that, though, is, as I said, the brand, that it sticks with a team, that they are the team that had that special streak. And so, you know, the Warriors will forever be identified as having this streak at the beginning of the season, which is sort of unique in professional sports to win from the beginning.
Where else does this bring in money? Are people making more bets on the Warriors, betting on the opposing teams more?
Well, you know, I think the other place, you know, it certainly can happen there too, and kind of trying to guess and bet on when the loss is going to take place. But in television ratings, in that realm, and the idea that the media companies are able to, you think about when the Miami Heat was having a pretty good run, the advertising dollars were on the upswing because people wanted to see if a streak continued. They want to see if the Lakers streak gets broken.
Well, and you brought up TV, which was where I was going to go next. Mm-hmm. Those games certainly, I would assume, get more valuable. And the NBA has the ability, right, to flex games and bump them to national TV. How does that affect the teams that got bumped?
Well, certainly you don't want to be the team that gets bumped. And I think people understand now with things like Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, that's special for athletes to be televised, to be the team that's in that spotlight game. But it's also important to athletes to just be on more often in general. It really is impactful for them. That's what they do. That's what they live for, is to have their image out there for people to be able to see them play. So, you know, for the Warriors, it's a good thing. For the teams that are sit here in Philadelphia, the Sixers, where, you know, maybe only a few people have seen the team with the opposite streak going this year, it's not such a good thing.
That's Kenneth Shropshire from the Wharton Sports Business Initiative. Thanks so much for coming on, Kenneth.
Thank you. Take care.